The title of today's show is President Trump continues to work the corners, to work the Federalist corners. Now, some of you will understand what that means right off the bat, working the corners. It's a baseball term. It can be for one of two things, whether a pitcher has a different array of pitches, fastball, slider, curveball, you know, you name it. And you work the outside of this thing called the strike zone. You do that to keep your hitter off balance. Another way you can work the corners is if you are getting tired. We play the bumper here. When the guy gets tired, he's like, I'm throwing every piece of junk I have at him, Skipper. Usually you work the corners there because it's easier to kind of paint them. And it gives you more of an ability to kind of get people out. Why am I using this baseball reference today? Because that's what I thought of last night when I saw this headline from the New York Post. Trump orders review to defund New York City and other anarchist cities. Which, he's not acting like a tyrant, right? He's not acting like a tyrant. He's not sending the military in or secret police, as some try to say, to run the streets. But what is he doing? He's finding other ways to do it. And another thing he's done, is that along with this, sending federal agents into cities to protect government buildings, right? And monuments. Those are ways to paint the corners using federalism. He's not at any point, no matter what Don Lemon says, or Chris Cuomo, or SE Cup, or any of these idiots on cable news have said, he has not at any time acted as a dictator, right? He's never sent federal troops in anywhere outside of where federal offices are. And now, with this, it's more action. How can one sit there? How can you, as the mayor of a city like New York or Portland or Chicago or Seattle or California, which nobody talks about, or Denver, which nobody talks about, allow 70 plus nights of chaos? We had a debate earlier this week, anarchy, right? Chaos or anarchy. And say everything's fine. That's fine. We're good. It's you, Trump, that's making it worse. All right. Yeah, sure. Okay. So what we see is President Trump, once again, working the corners. Now, all right. And I talked to Mike Church of the Mike Church Show on our crosstalk. I said this about a month ago. So it took a while to get up the chain to President Trump. It's all right. It's all right, Mr. President. More than happy for you to take my suggestion. Of course, I said when Portland was going nuts, President Trump, or was it Seattle? I think it was Seattle during the Chaz. Remember the days of the Chaz? Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone days? This year. You know, they say time passes quickly. Whoever wrote that did not live in 2020 in the age of Corona. But during the Chaz ordeal, I said President Trump should just pull all federal workers, agents, everybody out of Seattle. And on the way out, he said, we're dropping all bits of federal funding. Right? You want this? You can have it. Same thing he's doing here. You want Bill de Blasio to run this? Have it. You guys chased me out. You chased all the other people who were propping up your tax heaven, i.e. the amount of money that people get taxed out of in New York. It's almost like you people have Stockholm Syndrome. There's a payroll tax, there's a city tax, there's a state tax, there's a federal tax, there's a New Yorker tax, whatever the case may be. There, if you decided to actually go stay, my wife and I went to New York once to go to Broadway. The resort tax, they have to have a group of people sitting in a room just thinking about ways to tax people. Or they used to. But if you chase your tax base out, this is what you want. Now, we understand what happened in your bid to get the bad orange, man. You made a deal with the literal devil on this one. Left, progressives, Democrats. You made a deal. You sat down with Antifa and Black Lives Matter, which had existed since 2013. And you said, hey, we all want Donald Trump out of office, right? And they both said, yeah, sure, we do. So we'll work together, right? And we'll cause just enough chaos to get people unrest, to cause enough unrest to make people uncomfortable enough that they'll want change, right? Black Lives, of course. All right, now you guys are going to promise me, right? You're going to promise me Black Lives Matter and Antifa. You're not going to go crazy. You're just going to cause a little unrest. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, no worry. We'll burn government buildings and businesses. Well, no, we won't touch homes. We won't hurt people. All right, well, let's do it. Let's start causing chaos, causing disruption to daily life, making people uncomfortable. And then the Democrats stepped back and released the evil. The monster they thought they could control. And boy, oh boy, did that backfire on them. Of course, anybody with a brain could have told you, you don't want to do that. That's not something that you want to be doing. But the Democrats said no, and they worked it out with their PR firm, which is the Legacy Media. Oh, no. Peaceful protest. Even when Trump said, hey, they're burning down a federal building in Portland. It's because you're there, Trump. It's because you're there. Trump's like, what the hell are you talking about? We've been there the whole time. And so Trump said, fine, I'm going to withdraw my troops. Withdraw the officers. Oh, peaceful protests have returned to Portland. Until they didn't. And anybody who has not been in the liberal echo chamber knew that. So this deal with the devil, it was going good for a little bit, right? At least the corporate media would have made you to think that. Oh, everybody's behind Black Lives Matter. Oh, everybody's behind the social change we need. 30 days, 50 days, 70 days, 30 people are dead. Nothing, right? No, it's fine, don't worry about it. No, it's okay. Then the MAGA rolling rally, which I am not a fan of, went into Portland, and a Trump supporter got shot. And now there's a different point of view between the Trump supporter getting shot and Kenosha, Wisconsin burning. It's changed. And Trump, by the way, Joe Biden is supposed to go, I think he's going to go heal the entire town of Kenosha, Wisconsin today. At least that's what outlets like Reuters and the AP would have you believe. He's going to go to Kenosha today. He's going to go take a knee with Jacob Blake, the hero of Kenosha. He's going to take a knee with his dad and all the other Black Lives Matter people because you have to appease the monster. You have to feed the monster. And that's what Democrats are doing at this point. They have to feed it. They can't stop Antifa. They can't stop Black Lives Matter. It's too late. They're unleashed. The pride of Democrats thinking they could control it has led us to this point. So, President Trump says, this is what you want. This is the agreement you've made. We don't have to be there. Right? Cuomo, we'll talk about Cuomo's hissy fit in the next segment. Cuomo and all these, and Ted Wheeler and all these other people, we don't need you, Trump. All right. Deal. So let's read a little bit of this from the New York Post. President Trump is ordering the federal government to begin process of defunding New York City and three other cities where officials allowed, quote unquote, lawless protests. I don't know why you put that in quotes, but. And cut police budgets amid rising crime, the Post exclusively reveals. Trump on Wednesday signed a five-page memo ordering all federal agencies to send reports to the White House Office of Budget Management and Budget that detail funds that can be redacted. New York City, Washington, D.C., Seattle, and Portland are the initial targets as Trump makes quote-unquote law and order a centerpiece of his re-election campaign after months of unrest and violence following the May killing of George Floyd by Minneapolis police. Now, no offense to George Floyd. You turn arrest grant onto him, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon him. May he rest in peace. It's tragic that he died. But let's not make it as if everything was peace, rainbows, and hippie bongo drums before May. These news outlets forget about the riots that were taking place on Trump's election day. The year-long match between the Proud Boys and Antifa.